No one in the tech industry is neutral about controversial network neutrality rules that are set for a vote at the Federal Communications Commission on Tuesday. The FCC's chairman says the rules would protect the free and open internet, but public interest groups and tech companies say net neutrality favors the giant phone and cable companies that provide broadband access to millions of Americans. Joel Rose has more.
This past Wednesday, more than 1,500 cupcakes, the fancy kind that cost almost $30 a dozen, arrived at the FCC in Washington. The gift came courtesy of AT&T, the giant phone and broadband company the commission is charged with regulating.
There was a lot of laughing and joking about it, but you know, AT&T has been making numerous visits to the FCC chairman's office.
Gigi Sohn is president of Public Knowledge, the nonprofit group that publicized the cupcake contribution in a blog post last week. In its own blog post, AT&T said the cupcake delivery to the FCC is an annual tradition. An FCC spokesperson downplayed its significance, saying the commission is both pro-open internet and pro-cupcake. But Gigi Sohn isn't laughing. She says the open internet rules the FCC is set to vote on were shaped by the phone and cable companies that spend millions of dollars a year lobbying the agency and Congress.
A lot of the language that's being debated now was actually written by AT&T lobbyists. And those sections are the ones that the chairman has been most unwilling to change.
AT&T declined to be interviewed for this story, but it's no secret that the big phone, cable, and tech companies have been meeting all year with the FCC and members of Congress to craft new rules of the road for the internet. On one side are such companies as Amazon, Netflix, and Skype that want broadband providers to treat all of the traffic on their networks equally, an idea known as net neutrality. On the other side are those broadband providers.
In an ideal world for them, there would be no oversight whatsoever.
Rebecca Arbogast is an analyst at Stifel Nicolaus.
The cable industry has come out and said, you know, although we'd rather not have net neutrality rules at all, these are rules that we can live with. AT&T came out with a similar statement.
There are a couple of reasons for that tentative support. First, the rules would allow broadband providers to charge companies like Netflix extra fees to get products to their customers faster. And second, broadband providers would be free to slow down or block some applications on their wireless networks in the name of managing traffic. Josh Silver, president of the public interest group Free Press, says those are dangerous loopholes.
If we allow toll roads to go up on the internet in a new way where these companies control your experience, the internet will never be the same.
Last week, Free Press and other net neutrality backers met with FCC Commissioner Michael Copps and urged him not to approve the proposed rules without major changes. The two Republicans on the commission have already said they'll vote no because they're opposed to new broadband regulations. That makes Copps' vote crucial to passing the chairman's open internet rules.
There are times in life when maybe nothing is better than something. Would I be prepared to vote no here if this is an item that's unacceptable or does more harm than good? Yes, I am.
Copps says he will only vote for the rules with some key changes, including stronger consumer protections for wireless and stricter limits on so-called fast lanes.
In the final analysis, this is all about who's going to control the experience of consumers when they go online. Up until now, we've tried to make sure that it was the consumers who were doing that rather than companies.
Copps says it's not too late for FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski to get his vote. But Gigi Sohn at Public Knowledge says Genachowski, who declined our request for an interview, may be forced to do something he's avoided all year, break with the broadband industry.
Chairman Genachowski is under the misguided notion that if he keeps AT&T in the tent, that somehow that will tamp down Republicans in Congress when they take over the House of Representatives in January.
Indeed, the FCC hasn't even voted on the rules, and the political attacks have already begun. Last week, Senate Republicans attached an amendment to the omnibus spending bill that would block the FCC from enforcing net neutrality. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.